every season brings highs.
I'm in my drop top, cruising the street.
And lows.
No way, because I know one of you two ass would have done the same thing that I just did.
Are you kidding me?
This trio always has eyes on the market in H-Town. It's time to buy or sell. It's stock up.
The arrow's pointed up.
Stock down.
They're selling, Mortimer.
On the Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
That is right. Every Wednesday on the Drive with Sterner and Hughley, right around this time, we do a little stock up, stock down, and it is Texans schedule release day. We're going to keep you abreast of that as the show continues on here. But a little stock up, stock down, 320 every Wednesday. And today's edition, we're looking at the Texans offense, specifically that offensive side of the football for the Houston Texans as we prepare for the 2025 football season. And I want to start with Ron the Show Hughley. Ron the Show, stock up for the Houston Texans offense right now as it stands to you.
I guess I'll turn my mic on today. Wood Marks, and I want to call him Wood. I feel like
the rookie.
That's got to be what he goes by. Woody, like he's got like he's. I mean, I understand Woody. It's got to be Wood. And shout out to him slipping to that nickname because he watched Toy Story so much. We could. It is. It could have been Buzz.
Sad,
it could have been Buzz Marks.
Man.
Could have been Buzz Marks, which would have been a lot fun. But I go with him as my stock up because this is a fourth round rookie who, if you've heard the promo, I agree with Seth Payne. He comes in and he is unique to anybody else in that room, in that running back room. And he comes in, Clint, as a fourth round pick. Pretty much with a role laid out for him on the team. Like for him to be like the third down back, the pass catching back, like that feels like just in rookie camp that is there for him. And I don't know who is really there to get in the way of him not having that role. So for rookies drafted in the fourth round, Clint, to pretty much already have a role to contribute to the team solidified. I don't know if it's solidified, but at least mapped out right there for you and not a lot of competition to get in your way of it. I mean, that's a pretty good role for a guy drafted in the fourth round. There's some third, second rounders that may not start. And he already has a spot or at least a role mapped out for him.
There seems to be signs pointing that direction. They got aggressive in the draft and moved up to get him. That tells me that they understood that there was a need there and an opportunity to get better at that position. Then you look at the guys that were there, they've shown us. They've shown us that they don't believe in Damian Pierce. And we've all seen Dari Agunbowale is a special teams player that had to play running back in critical situations. And that's a place on this offense. If you start putting putting a list together of where can this offense get better. Obviously, we've talked about the number one bullet on that list, which is the interior offensive line. We've talked that to ad nauseum, right? But the receiver position, they addressed that in the draft. The backup running back, the third down running back, the scat back, something beyond Joe Mixon is a huge opportunity for this offense to get better. And it seems like Woody Marks is that guy. So then you look at how Woody Marks – what kind of systems he came out of in college. They were both air raid systems, Lincoln Riley, and really he was at Mississippi State with Mike Leach before he passed away, and it kind of went south, so he ended up going to USC. But, those typically feature backs that have, like, scat back types of strengths, catching the ball out of the backfield, a little bit of twitch, obviously some explosion, getting downhill, the ability to run routes. I mean, so, yeah, I would think that Woody Marks, all the signs point towards him, his stock being up big time.
I'm just saying, there are fourth-round picks who don't get on the field.
Yeah.
It feels absolutely like he's already got a role mapped
he's
out.
Got a huge opportunity. We'll see.
So, Ron, the show, his stock up on a Wednesday here on the Drive, Sterner and Hughley. Stock up goes to the rookie running back, old Woody. Wood Marks, now over to you, former NFL quarterback Clint Sterner, Dirty Red. What is your stock up for this Texans offense as we prepare for the 2025 season?
Yeah, I'm going to go with Titus Howard. I think, you know, we've seen him play the tackle position. I thought he was going to play the tackle position. I think he's a better tackle than he is a guard. But it seems very clear that from Jump Street, to be honest, it looks like that the Texans are – not only planning on Titus Howard playing guard, but he's going to spearhead the fixing the biggest problem that they had last year, which was pass protecting from the inside. So they clearly believe that he's the answer to those issues. It starts there. And so I got to believe that the stock is up for him. I mean, this is a tall task for the Texans to get it right. It's extremely important that they get it right. Their entire identity on the offensive side of the football depends on it. And for them to say, nah, we can go get tackles galore, whether it's free agency or it's a draft, and we can just slide our big tackle that we paid to be one of the highest paid right tackles in the game. We can just slide him down, not in an emergency situation, not because we have to, but he played well enough that we believe that this is the fix to our biggest problem. So the stock for Titus Howard has to be through the roof right now.
Yeah, and especially the stock is up with the right people, because they believe, and we're going to pay you that money. They even redid his deal where he got money up front even more, and they said, our biggest problem, we believe you can fill it. So the right people, definitely his stock is up.
Fine people, right now you are tuned in to H-Town's number one afternoon drive sports talk program, The Drive with Sterner and Hughley. Every Wednesday at this time, we do a little stock up, stock down. We got the stock ups out of the way from Ron and Clint. Now a little stock down. And as I said, today's edition is focused on the Texans offense for this upcoming football season. Back to you, Ron, the show. What is your stock down regarding the offense in H-Town?
Yeah, my stock down is Blake Fisher. Blake Fisher is a guy who started, like if you put yourself in his position, Clint, he started the back half of the season at right tackle, started two playoff games at right tackle, and was drafted in the second round. So naturally, all right, boy, we got our tackle. They then move on from Laremy Tunsil. And then Clint, then they go and bring in Cam Robinson, Trent Brown. Titus is still over there already. And then they go up in the draft in the second round and move up to go get Ursary. Like they've added more tackles as if they didn't just draft a second-round pick at tackle. I know they're going to say it is a competition, and I think it will be, but like they have made moves to potentially go past you. Like Cam Robinson is starting, and I get a funny feeling how they have been so gung-ho to let us all clearly know that Ursary is a tackle, that they went up and made the move to go get him, and maybe he fits the physicality that they want. So to me, Blake Fisher started the end of the season playoff games, and they promptly responded with that by going to get a bunch of tackles, including drafting one as well with a high second round draft pick. So for me, it is stock down right now for Blake Fisher.
Yeah, I like it. I mean, it seems like there's not a ton of confidence there. It would be one thing if they just had a guy that could be a swing tackle, or he could be the swing tackle, but it seems like he's going to be competing for that starting spot. And I don't know how Trent Brown fits into this thing at all, if he's healthy and if he's going to play. So, whether it's Blake Fisher or they just didn't have enough bodies, they damn sure do now.
Yeah. All right, we got that stock down from around the show regarding the offense for the Houston Texans. Clint, in your view right now as it stands, what is your stock down for the Texans offense?
For me, it's the offense overall. We're now beyond the draft.
Damn.
Look, we're
sucks.
Well, I mean, look, it's the reality of the situation. we are beyond the staff changes. We're beyond free agency. We're beyond the draft, and we're over here getting super excited about second round receivers, and third round receivers and tackles getting signed and drafted when the issue's the guard, interior line play. You know, we're talking about these teams that are on this schedule, and a big part of I think how good these teams really are has to do with the play callers kind of deal. And so, yeah, I think right now there's just the jury is out. Man, there is a lot to prove. You know, we got a second round receiver who's going to have to come in here and do a lot more than Rome Odunze did last year in Chicago. You know, we're depending on Higgins to be a surefire starter and a difference maker. I mean, there's a lot that has to go right, starting with the offensive line. There's a lot that has to go right. So I think for me overall, right now versus last year, you had all these weapons and the excitement was through the roof. I think the offense overall is stocked down right now.
Stocked down on the offense there. All right. He says a hole on the top, damn it. It's stocked down, baby. All right, coming up as we continue, Texans fans, you know, sometimes you got to look around and really be thankful that you have the ownership you have, because you will never have to go through this. We'll let you know and hear the latest on this crazy story in the NFL coming up next.